We're hearing now that, according to a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, that surgery for prostate cancer was actually no better in saving lives than observation over a 10-year period. What does this mean?
This is an extremely important study, Mark. And now my bias has been frankly that PSA testing is not really that effective based on the evidence. So I'm sitting that outright as I talk about this study. But this was significant because it took men an average age of 67 years old. And for our listeners, remember our lifespan is about 80 for men. So this was 10 years after following men, average time of 10 years, age 67, who had localized early prostate cancer. So we have to identify our group of people. Localized, had not spread, had not metastasized, and was detected with PSA. So these were the men that they had, 731 of them. They were divided into half. Half of them received radical prostate surgery, so they removed the prostate glands. The others were just watched. And there was no significant difference in those men that had the surgery versus those that had no surgery in terms of the death rate. But what was significant was that those that had the surgery had many more complications. One out of every five of them had surgical complications within 30 days of the operation, and that included urinary incontinence and erectile dysfunction. Those that had observation had a higher rate of developing spread to the bones or bone metastases. But when you looked at those groups, that the group of men that really did not have that much of a difference between the surgery and those that had the what we call watchful waiting, it was those men that had a PSA level of less than 10. Those that had a PSA level greater than 10, the surgery was more effective at saving their lives. So what this study is doing is it's sort of finding the group of men for a specific age that had PSA detected prostate cancer where doing nothing was just as good as actually doing the surgery, except that those that had the surgery had more complications. And again, 67 years old, following for 10 years, so they reached about age 77, lifespan is 80. Those that had the surgery had poorer quality of life than those that didn't have the surgery. So that is what is significant about this particular study.
Okay, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.